Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome, cat lovers. Welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Bird. Very special show that I have for you today. So if you're a cat lover and you're looking for love or already partnered up, our guest today has some really great beneficial relationship advice. We have Nick Lachey, and who rose to fame as the lead singer of 98 Degrees. He and his wife, Vanessa Lachey, offer their perspective on love reality shows such as Love is Blind, Ultimatum, and Perfect Match. I also have with me today Dr. Michelle Moyal. She is a veterinarian for Purina and has been in practice over 18 years. We'll be right back after this break.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Nick Lachey and Dr. Michelle Moyal to Catitude. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're going to talk about love, not love with your cat, but how you and your partner can get along better with your cat, especially if your partner has allergies, which is really, really common. Would you say, Nick, in all of your experience with the dating shows, that allergies has been one of the top deterrents from people kind of like matching up when it comes to, you know, people that have pets, especially cats?
Well, I wouldn't think it's at the top of the list. There's so many other things that come into play when you're dealing with couples dating, but it certainly is an issue, especially for those who suffer from a sensitivity to cat allergens, which is 1 in 5 people, I was shocked to hear. So that's a lot of people out there who have a sensitivity to cat allergens. And so we have a great new video series called Live Clear, Love Clear, which highlights the real life experiences of three couples out there, you know, struggling to navigate cat allergens in the dating world. It can be a real issue if you have a sensitivity to cat allergens or your partner does. That could be a real hurdle to overcome. In some cases, it's actually a deal breaker, which is a shame because there's so many other things you have to worry about in a new relationship. You know, sensitivity to cat allergens doesn't need to be one of them. So Purina One Live Clear provides such a great solution to that problem in terms of reducing those cat allergens and allowing you to really explore the connection you've made with somebody else. So if you want to check those videos out, it's actually a great opportunity. Again, there are three actual couples who've experienced this, and we have their videos on the Purina One Cat YouTube channel. Check those out.
Okay, and I have questions for you, Dr. Moyal, but before I get to that, Nick, what inspired you to get involved in this video series? Do you have cats? Do you have allergies? I have cat allergies, and I have 3 cats, so I can relate.
Yeah, I actually grew up with 3 cats, and thankfully I don't have that problem. Cat allergens haven't been an issue for me, but for somebody out there, they are. And look, let's be honest, as I said, it's hard enough to date in this climate, whether it's the long distance relationship that you're in or it's scheduling. But for cat owners, oftentimes cat allergens can be a real roadblock in developing a relationship or in a relationship. And so I was thrilled to partner with Purina One Live Clear to really highlight a solution to that problem. And again, this has been a real game changer for those who have tried it. It allows you to really focus on the connection you've made with somebody without being distracted or hindered by cat allergens and a sensitivity to cat allergens.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of dating, it's not something you can hide, right? It's not like, you know, someone who smokes and you can hide that.
Not so sexy to be teary-eyed and sneezing and kind of a buzzkill, kind of a mood killer. So yeah, we want to take that out of the equation.
Yeah, I could just imagine someone going to kiss someone and sneezing right in their face. Ew. Ew.
Not a good look.
Dr. Moyal, how does Purina One Live Clear help people with cat allergies? Because a lot of people listening might say, yeah, sure, I've tried everything. Does this really work? Is this really a game changer?
Yes. So great question. And it is a game changer, and it's backed by decades of research. So a little bit of background, and you as someone who has a sensitivity to cat allergens and owns cats might realize this, but our listeners might not. A lot of people think that the allergen trigger is the cat hair itself, but it's actually what's on the cat hair. So when a cat grooms, the actual major allergen, we call it FeLD1, is in the saliva, and then it gets spread onto the fur. And then when the fur gets shed into the environment, that's when people who have a sensitivity to allergens are sneezing and, you know, again, not leaning in for the kiss because we don't want them to sneeze and be sensitive. And so we have this amazing dry cat food for kittens and for adults called Purina One Live Clear that neutralizes that allergen at the source, and that is in the cat's mouth. So before it gets into the environment. And it can do that by having a cat eat it daily. And when they eat it daily, it can reduce that allergen by 47%, which is extraordinary, by day 21 of feeding. So an incredible impact can be made to cat owners and their partners or future partners and their relationship to cats. Because as cat lovers, we know we want everybody to meet our cats.
Yes, we do. So it's interesting that you say that because, you know, when we're petting cats, people forget that they're such groomers. So you're actually touching cat spit on your cat.
Yeah.
It's gross, but you are, right?
Well, I don't tell my clients that, but it is true. You know, cats are really, they're great groomers. They want to be clean. And we love that about cats. But yeah, it inadvertently spreads this allergen. And so how did the research help us? The research helped us by creating this egg-based protein that's in Purina One Live Clear that helps neutralize that allergen. Spit aside.
Well, that's wonderful. What about there's some people that believe that dry food is not the best for their cats? So you have that on the spectrum. What would you say to those? I think it's good, and I do feed my cats dry food because it helps with their teeth. And my cats drink, they have wet and dry. So what would you say to those listeners that are saying, yeah, but it's dry food, forget it?
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of people. I've been doing this a long time, as you mentioned earlier, and I know it's tough. And I want people to really believe in what they feed their pets. And so what I can tell you is this dry food offers an opportunity to be nutritious. It's actually based off of our Purina One natural diet. So it has added vitamins and minerals and nutrients to make it complete and balanced. And while I understand that for some, maybe they don't like the thought of dry food every day, but it can help with teeth, like you mentioned. It's economical, and it's a really simple and easy way to feed our cats really great nutrition. And in this case, also help with the sensitivity to allergens. I think that is a fantastic, fantastic combination.
For me personally, I love that Purina does a lot of research on all their foods. They always do a lot. I've talked to them at pet shows, and they do an extensive amount of research. So I can just imagine the amount of
research
they've done with this.
Oh, yes. Literally decades.
I can imagine. What about any effect on your cats other than how to change your cat's food?
Oh, that's such a fantastic question. So anytime you change a diet, we want you, in any pet, we want you to transition a little bit slowly, and you can talk to your veterinarian about this. But what's really impressive about this is, so the allergen is called FeLD1, and it has other functions in the cat, and it can do with chemical signaling and immune regulation. So what they did with this diet is that while it neutralizes this allergen by 47%, it does not stop its production. And that's really important because we want the cat's physiology to not be altered in that way. So it still produces the FeLD1. We neutralize it in the mouth, and then happy couples everywhere.
That's wonderful. Nick, are you in the video series talking to the couples?
Yeah, I had a chance to talk with a great couple, Sarah and Michael, and yeah, they were struggling. Michael had a sensitivity to cat allergens, and he He was just having a hard time being at her apartment. He'd stay the night and was up all night sneezing and the itchy eyes, and then found himself struggling at work because he hadn't been able to sleep well the night before. So I asked him, and he acknowledged that it got to a point where, you know, he didn't know if there was a long-term vision, you know, for the two of them, just because he was so miserable, you know, around her cat. And she made it clear that the cat was important to her. So it was a real obstacle in their relationship. But once they had an opportunity to try, you know, Purina One Live Clear, it really changed everything for them. He's no longer reacting to her cat, and so it's taken that obstacle out of the way of their relationship, which is what we want. You know, dating and relationships are hard enough without having to worry about being sick and sneezing and feeling miserable around someone you love and care about.
Exactly, because you don't want to have to think it's hard enough to find, you know, the one without wondering, the one cat, the one human one, which do I choose? So I'm glad this takes it out of the
right
out of the equation. So in closing, Dr. Moyle, do you have a favorite 98 Degrees song?
Great question.
I actually briefly talked to Nick about this earlier. Give Me Just One Night. It's such a vibe. It gets me moving. I love that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
To give it.
And Nick, do you have a relationship tip for all the cat lovers listening?
Well, look, I mean, I know you loved your cats. I grew up with cats. I love cats. If you find yourself in a situation where you're finding yourself with a sensitivity to cat allergens, or your partner does, your boyfriend, girlfriend does, you know, I strongly encourage you to try, you know, Purina One Live Clear. It is proven to work, and it is a game changer. There's no reason why you should suffer needlessly. So do yourself a favor and try it out. And as far as outside of the cat world, just love each other. The world needs more love. We need more love out there. Love each other.
We do need more love, that is for sure. More kindness, more love. Thank you, Nick and Dr. Moyle, for coming on Catitude. I so appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got a new Catitude.
Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the first half of the show. Now, stay tuned, because we're going to be right back. I have questions from listeners that deal with cats and allergy, and we're going to talk about them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. In the first half of the show, we talked about how if you have a cat and your significant other or partner or potential partner has cat allergies, and also, if you're the one who has allergies and are dating someone with a cat. So from personal experience, people have different allergy effects to cats. For example, for me, I have mild asthma, so I get kind of wheezy around cats. I have three. I'm allergic to a lot of other things, so I do take an antihistamine over the counter. We have three cats indoors now. At one time, we had three cats and two dogs, and I'm allergic to cats and dogs, but just mild. It's not too bad. So I've read a lot of information on results of the studies, and it's interesting as to why it happens. A lot of people think it's the dander. It is the dander, but most of the allergic reactions happened from a protein called FELD1, F-E-L-D-1. That's found in cat saliva, in their dander, and in their sebaceous glands. And since cats groom themselves, you touch a cat, you're going to, or just near a cat, you're going to have an effect with this protein. And the proteins also, they're tiny particles. Of course, you can't see them. They can stay airborne for hours and they can cling to furniture, clothing, carpets, everything. That's also another reason why people, when they're, you know, shipping merchandise from, so many of us shop online from Etsy and other places, that they'll say cat-free home or with cats, because some people are highly allergic. So one of the things that is a deterrent when you have these allergies is it can really mess up your social life. I have a friend who's very allergic to cats, and she just recently came over. You know, we had a dinner outside, so we had a barbecue. We cleaned up. It's also, our patio is known as the catio. We cleaned it up, spotless. We scrubbed everything down. She took like extra medicine before she came, and she was okay. She just had a little bit of itchy eyes. So that was a success. But everybody can be affected differently. You know, you don't want to avoid visiting friends and family or anything else that would deter you from just having a social life. That said, we're going to talk about some questions that I received. This is based on cat allergies. I just put an email out there, and these are some questions some listeners sent. Okay. Somebody sent a message and asked if it's safe for the cat or does it just help humans? I'm not here to just, you know, plug Purina, but they do extensive research on their products. So I know that it's definitely fine for the cat or it would not be on the market. And it helps humans. So it kind of does both. So here's the question, kind of cute. Somebody wrote, you know, whenever I go to my boyfriend's house, I'm sneezing and blowing my nose and it's a nightmare. So does this mean I can go to his house and we can finally have some romantic time? Yeah, it does, pretty much, I would say. And here's another great question. Could this finally end it's me or the cat breakup stories? Well, I don't know if it'll end all of them. Sometimes how you feel is also in your mind. I mean, if I think about sneezing enough, even if I don't have to sneeze, I could probably sneeze. So I'm not saying allergies are in people's minds. I know they're not, but it will probably make a big difference in a lot of relationships. So it won't necessarily be a it's me or the cat situation. Okay, somebody else wrote in, does this mean that I could cuddle my partner's cat without looking like I cried for hours and hours? Probably. I wouldn't get too close to the cat at first. Go in steps. Let your body get used to the fact that it might take a little while, might take several weeks. And again, the particles are airborne, so you'd have to clear out the house. But after a while, you should be able to cuddle your partner's cat. Okay, this one's interesting. Somebody asked, does it work on all breeds or are some cats naturally less allergic? Well, since it affects cat dander and fur, it wouldn't affect some cats. For example, Sphinx cats, you know, are bald. I mean, they have very, very fine hair, but they're bald. So they're not hypoallergenic, but they're definitely less allergic than, say, you know, one of your standard furry cats. But this food would be good for all cats because, again, it's created from saliva in the mouth. All cats clean themselves, ergo, there's allergens around. So great question. So in closing, I would like to suggest that if you are suffering because of cat allergies and it's affecting you in your personal relationships, in dating, give this a try. Suggest this to your significant other or prospective significant other. Definitely not a first or second date question. But, you know, if one of you is a cat lover, the other is not so much and has allergies, you could always go ahead and suggest it. Most people listening to Catitude probably have the cat. So it would be you making the adjustment for your prospective partner. And, you know, when we're talking about love, which is so hard, it's so hard to find the right one, right? So if it's meant to be and if that person is your one, then I would say change your cat's food. You know, your cat won't know the difference and your partner will feel better, which will make it better for you. So I hope you enjoyed this show. It was wonderful having Nick Lachey and Dr. Michelle Moyal on. I'd like to thank my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, who do not make me wheeze or sneeze or itch. So thank you so much. And thanks to everybody listening. I appreciate your listenership and loyalty so much. And of course, thank you to the magic of Mark Winter for making me and my guests sound amazing. Now remember, lose the attitude. Have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.